I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. It is posh fashion show night, if you're watching the Jersey Housewives. We're going to celebrate a little bit differently. We're going to celebrate with the women of Broad City, Abby and Alana. I love them so much. They are two in a galaxy of Jewish women that I love. They're right there. I might have to use that line, actually. All right. See you on the show.
I love them when they're in this room, and I love them more when they're doing shrooms. It's Watch What Happens Live with Alana Glazer and Abby Jacobson now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two ladies whose comedy stylings slay, one of whom famously put pot in her vajayjay. Season four of my guest's hilarious show reached its epic conclusion with tonight's finale on Comedy Central. I am so pumped they're here for a post-show boozy breakdown. Please welcome back the creators and stars of Broad City, Ilana Glazer and Abby Jacobson. Great to see you guys. It's a big night, finale night of Broad City, the posh fashion show on the Jersey Housewives. Everything's happening. God. Thank you for being here. Behind the bar, they're making a list, but I'll probably check them out more than twice. Woo! It's our sexy Santas, Nick, Sean, and Ryan. Hey, guys. We did that for the two of you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Woo. Yes. Treat them with respect and dignity.
Must.
Yes.
Always. Must these days,
always.
You know?
Exactly. Let's get started. Everybody is tweeting tonight about the Real Housewives of New Jersey and Broad City. Jackie Hoffman, our friend, said, the posh fashion show has been rewound more times in this apartment than the Zapruder film in Washington, D.C. The posh fashion show never disappoints. On tonight's episode, things got super hero heated when the Jersey Angels crashed the show. Take a look.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to Posh Fundraiser. I'll take you all. Let's go. Come on. You talked about my husband 2 years ago. Did you see him f***ing another girl? You're a dirty f***ing trash.
You're all dirty bitches.
No. I want to straighten you out.
Oh, right, yeah, right. You're one trash.
No, you have to
tell her that way.
You're the one who was in the jail, not me, bitch. You know what posh stands for? Piece of shit.
Like who you are.
Home wrecker really. Every day.
So I don't care about you.
Goodbye. I would love to grab you by the back of your...
You're an animal.
Damn!
You guys really enjoyed that.
They would beat me up. They I couldn't might. Be with those. They think might. Up.
What do you think about an adult with pigtails? What is your feeling on that?
You rock them sometimes.
Yeah, no judgment.
All right.
Whatever.
Alana and Abby are eager to answer your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Abby's character on Broad City is so unlucky in love that her most intimate moment this season was when she literally broke someone's dick. But here's what. Let's see how the real Abby would handle different love and dating scenarios with how savvy is Abby. Okay, Abby, a guy you're dating for only a few weeks asked you to have a threesome. What do you do?
I do a lot of internet research.
Okay. A hot guy at a bar hits on you but has really bad BO. What do you do? No go.
That's okay. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. You're cool with it.
It's cool that Abby is not cool.
Yes, okay.
These are gut reactions.
Okay, yeah. A guy you're dating has a very small penis. How do you tell him, or do you tell him, or how do you react to the micropeen?
I think you try to troubleshoot it.
Okay.
Try everything else.
Okay.
See if you can work with what you got.
Okay. Love
it. Then, direct.
Are there other things to work dope. With?
I mean, like... Yeah, like okay. Like try other
okay.
bring guy, things in or
a guy yeah, asked you no. to peg, a yeah. guy asked you to peg him because he saw you doing it on your show. What do you do?
Oh God, damn.
This didn't happen damn. Where someone asked me, but they brought it up on a first date.
Wow.
About how he was like, you know, it made me rethink it,
okay.
and I was like, I don't
how'd
know
how you feel.
I was like, this is cool that it made you rethink this from the show, but I didn't know if there was like a... What was the question?
You got it. A guy at the gym is checking you out and motions you to the locker room.
Oh
a hot guy. Are you intrigued and follow
wow,
him,
hilarious.
Or do you run for your
this
life?
Funny, dude.
Well, this happens constantly to me.
Yes, of course it does.
I would... Oh, fuck it. Can I say that? No.
No, they'll believe you.
Sorry. I was going to be like...
Dirty girls.
You know... I'm on your show. I would do it. I don't
okay,
know.
Very good. Thank you very much. Second, on their show, my guests do such an impeccable job capturing the weird nuances of living in New York that I sometimes think you can't make this stuff up. Or can you? Here's what. Let's find out which stuff from Broad City Abby and Alana made up to make us LOL and which stuff actually happened to them
okay.
IRL with a round of Never Have I Ever Broad City Edition. Never and drink when you have done it. Never have I ever pegged someone.
Drink when you have done it.
Okay, never have I ever done shrooms.
Drink when you have.
Yes, okay. Never have I ever crapped my pants at a party. Never have I ever FaceTimed my best friend in the middle of having sex.
Ugh.
Yeah, okay, well, we saw that on the show.
We were like, in the middle of
Never have I ever talked about anal sex with my parents. Oh, wow. You know what? Jews are very open. Never have I ever smoked it up with my parents. What? Both of you? Oh, my gosh. Never have I ever used a bidet for pleasure.
Not
okay.
Yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Never
Love
have
that.
I ever
Not
passed
yet.
Gas in front of my significant other.
Ugh.
Yeah. Never
what
have
is
I
love?
Ever had bed bugs. Had bed bugs. No. Ooh, and never have I ever hooked up with a trainer at my gym. No. Our bartenders are trainers, so, you know.
You guys? No.
Yeah,
I
wow.
Know. Can you
that's
believe
so,
it?
That's
never have I ever okay. snuck weed on yeah. an airplane. Oh, yeah. They're not looking for it. They don't care. It's basically
Correct.
Legal. It's
I
so
check.
Fine.
Correct.
I agree. All right. Thank you very much. That was great. That was very fun. I should mention that Watch What Happens Live was nominated for a Critics' Choice
yeah!
Award. Excited. Yeah.
We were
Let's
just talking
go
about your
to Holly from Michigan. Hey, Holly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. It's Holly from Alberta, Michigan. Just calling to ask a question to Andy and Alana.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say congrats on your New Year's Eve special with Anderson Cooper.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
And the question is, I was just wondering this season, what was their funniest moment when they were filming?
What was the what moment?
Funniest.
Funniest moment while
Oh,
filming.
My goodness. We have
Okay, we have a credit bed on our Instagram waiting for your review. We broke
the last part, last 15 seconds of the finale.
And we posted it on our Instagram. We don't usually, like, post bloopers. It's, like, a little indulgent for people who get to film themselves all the
and
time.
And it's on the...
It'll be on the Broad City Instagram. And it was the funniest moment.
Is it posted
filming.
Now?
Yes.
Hey, maybe you guys can find it, and we'll throw it up on the air.
That was the funniest
moment. It's on mine.
Okay. Okay, it's on yours.
Yes, it's on mine.
Okay. Bridget T. texted, what's the most overrated and underrated thing about New York City?
underrated is... Maybe walking.
Okay, I agree.
Underrated. Overrated is taxis.
It's Shotsky time. Let's do this. Come on up here, let's do this. We got three shots. We're gonna do this together. One, two, three. Santa on steroids, maybe literally, but I don't think so. Say hi to Nick, Sean, and Ryan. Hey, guys. So we were talking about this during the break. You had to choose Nick, Sean, or Ryan. They asked the question. I didn't. Who would you choose?
I would say I could handle all three of them at once. They're young. You know what I mean? They're young.
Is this terrible that I'm actually going to pick somebody?
Yeah.
No. I mean, am I pointing? You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. Point.
Flex.
Yeah.
Katie L wants to know if the joints you use while filming are they fake weed or is it really pot?
Fake.
Heather S wants to know if either of you have tried ayahuasca.
Not yet.
Katie D wants to know, when you're not filming, how often are you two hanging out or texting one another?
Texting all the time.
We are constantly talking, texting, hanging, and turning it into work.
Carlos right? X That's emailed, right. How much convincing did it take to get Shania Twain to cameo this season?
Beesh! She has to be on the damn show, girl! Get out of here! We're like, Shania, every season until she's like, all right, I'll do the show.
Literally, were you going after her
every
season?
They were like, this is funny. She wants to do something, and then we were like, no. You know,
someone reached out to us.
Wow.
From her, they were like, she thinks it's so funny.
So then
funny.
We wrote this.
And we were like,
all right,
okay.
We'll do it.
It was very
we'll fit her in. You know what I mean?
Let's go to Miles from New Jersey with a question for the ladies from Broad City. Hey, Miles, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Hey, Abby and Alana. Love the show.
Hi, Miles.
What is your preferred method of smoking?
Joint.
Yeah, me too. Or a vape.
Like, I'm like, vape is more responsible, but like, I... But joint is like, badass.
Back to the phones. It's Leah from Kansas. Hey, Leah, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for Abby and Alana. I'm just wondering, what is the number one time you guys have fanned out over anyone?
Time we have fanned out. Oh. It was nuts. I mean, it was nuts when we met Gaga. We were like... You know what I mean? We were like...
Where'd you meet
freaking.
Her?
She did this little show for like the Joanne coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Some like
yeah.
Budweiser or something.
When you went to that. Oh, cool.
And then we saw that and then we went on her bus and we were like... You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we were like, what are we doing on here?
And
yeah,
we like walked off and we're like, ho, ho, ho.
Let's go to Richard from the ATL. Hey, Richard, what's your question?
Richard, good mayor you got there.
Hey there. Love you, Andy.
Love you.
Question is for the ladies.
Okay.
Have you ever swam in the lady pond? And if so, was it with anybody famous?
Oh, wow.
I legit thought it was going to be a body of water, and I was like, I haven't really
one of the five
been
lakes.
In any big bodies of water.
We're like funky new generation, you know what I mean? Shit is fluid, dog.
It's fluid. Well, Serena S. said, Alana, what do you identify as? We've seen her with men and women, and she always makes sexually charged comments to Abby, mostly in a joking sense, but I'm curious what Alana Glazer would say.
I identify as queer/heteroflexible because I lean towards men.
Whoa, heteroflexible. I've never like, heard that.
But I feel queer.
All right, I love it.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, guess what? It's game time, everybody. Both of my guests have illustrious comedy careers, but as the creator of multiple
coloring books and the host of an art podcast. Abby Woo! Also has an illustrative career. In honor of that, let's play Draw City. Abby will draw a series of famous faces while Ilana and I race to guess as many as we can. Whoever
against
gets the most dry wins.
These are just like the markers
other.
I use.
Yes, bedazzled markers. Do you know who you're drawing? Do you need any?
Oh, yeah, I think I need a thing.
Okay,
you don't freaking know. It's improv, baby.
Here. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. Do I go?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Go! Ah! Go!
Okay, okay.
Charlie Brown, Basquiat.
Jughead, a fish with a crown.
Okay.
Freckles crown?
Oh, I can't. Okay, no. Okay,
Madonna?
The devil, Trump?
Yes. Okay. This is really, really showing my...
The devil, Trump.
Bleep it.
Careful.
Music box,
okay.
Music box.
A music.
A pianist, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, my God. Gaga?
Oh,
Elton
Gaga.
John.
Yes! Yeah! Oh, my God. Okay.
A cup.
A trophy.
A glass.
A cup. Wine.
A goblet.
Wine. A Real Housewife?
Wine.
A wine, a tray, a waitress?
Again, I'm like, Billy Joel, who am I?
A lady waitress? Kathy Leona!
Oh, that was so good.
We have time for one more.
Bart
Jughead.
Simpson. Lisa.
Oh, my God, I'm freaking out.
Oh, my gosh, I'm loving this.
Oh, my God, a washing machine? Abe Lincoln.
No.
Going clock watch?
Yeah.
Yes, a timer? Big Ben. Theresa May.
A king?
Oh, king! Camilla! Charles!
Prince Charles?
Queen Elizabeth!
Yes!
Yes! Okay, we're done!
I can't even handle.
You both have been talking about DACA a lot. We got a question. Mary Erickson said, what can people do to make sure the DREAM Act gets passed?
I'm loving this question. We've been talking about DACA and the DREAM Act. Go to dreamers.forwardfwd.us to be connected to your senator. You, like, fill your stuff in, and they call you. They connect you to your senator, and you say, pass a clean DREAM Act. The evil clowns are trying to make it secret and push them out and push it back and push it off. There's no need to push it off. There's no need.
I did it today. It feels a little wonky, but we've all been calling, and it's, like, doable. It's easy. Get through it. You'll do it.
There you go. George S. texted, has a celebrity ever declined to cameo on an episode of Broad City?
Hell yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
What? Yes, totally. Of course. Especially earlier on. Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were like...
And you're really hoping for next season? Like, wish list?
We kind of...
Someone declined that I really wanted. I don't think she would ever do
you
it.
You can say it. She's not going to
I say it in
probably.
Everything. Who? Frances McDormand.
You're kidding.
Oh. Franny. Like...
You
guys,
seem...
listen, we really also have a call to action to call Frances.
It is time for my muscle of the day. It goes to this picture of Tanya Harding, who showed up on the red carpet for the premiere of the movie about her life, I, Tanya. Everybody is living for it, except one person who said... Sorry, I love doing that. Our jackal goes to this.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
Okay, now, he couldn't pronounce it. It kind of sounds a little like someone else I know.
There, look, I was late.
There we go.
Like something. It was late, okay? No, it wasn't.
We remixed it. Roll it.
God bless the United States.
Look, I was late.
United States.
It was late.
United States.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
God bless the United States.
If you say what you're going to do.
Thank you very much.
All right. I want to thank Ilana, Abby, and our sexy Santas for being here.
Here. 2006.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy with the stars of Broad City, Ilana, and Abby. Behind the bar, it's our sexy Santas, Nick, Sean, and Ryan. In answer to your question, they are all straight. And are you single?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Whoa, that's a iffy.
They are giving you full Isaac Washington on Love Boat, everybody. Let's go back. No one got that. Let's go. I'm 90. Let's go to the phones. And you didn't either. Okay.
I was like,
Yeah, right. Okay. Ask your grandparents. They'll understand. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Beck, and I'm from Westchester.
Hey, what's your question?
You guys, Abby and Alana, this question's for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm a college student. We're all obsessed with you. You guys are freaking queens.
Cute.
But we want to know what we can do as college students in these trying times that America is going through.
What can they do to make a world a better place?
Okay, first of all, I want to say, like, politically, being a college student is huge. That's leverage. People are like, the college students feel, you know what I mean? That's, like, a legit group. And I would say read up and learn how to act and show up at protests. Dip around and see what kind of activism you click with.
And also, we're kind of, you know, we need the next generation of leaders. So the world is yours to kind of get involved. I mean, you could, you know, you can do anything.
It's true.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Dave from Philadelphia.
Hey, man, what's your question?
Boop. Hi, so my question is for the girls. Abby and Alana, you guys had separate success in movies, like, separately. And I know you guys both enjoyed
Huge.
The experience.
Huge.
Did you guys ever think about doing a movie together?
Good question.
We've never thought about this.
No.
We have thought about it. I think we're just really trying to focus on the show. It has been our main source of success, so we want to make sure that it remains so.
But perfect.
What?
Remains perfect.
But, yeah, it's something we talk about.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Elliot from Minneapolis.
Hey, Elliot, what's your question?
My question is, if the ladies had to film Broad City in a different city in the U.S., where would they go and why?
We've talked about, like, a joke version of, like, a Seinfeld set in L.A., which is a joke. We're not going to do that. That's not the show. But JK.
I don't know. I it would be a different show.
Yeah. I was, yes, like, deflecting, but we wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Tampa. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is Tessa and Gianna from Cleveland.
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks. Oh, we're supposed to ask you when you're starting your next season. Honestly, we don't really care about that. We want to know how you guys met in real life, since that was your first episode.
Hold on. Who is making you ask these questions?
Why, did they change your question?
That we had to ask a specific question, and honestly, like, I'm not feeling it. We want to know how you met IRL.
Well, okay. Well, we'll answer real quick. We start on Monday.
You start shooting the next season on Monday? And where did you guys meet? I was just talking to them about this during the break. You met in?
In an improv practice group in 2006.
That's adorbs. Yeah. So and did you hit it off right away?
Right away.
Wow. Yep. And here you are.
Here we are.
11 years later.
Oh my God. Sorry.
It was 2007.
Okay, 10 years later.
Still, 10 years later.
Okay, well, I'm the one that made the Love Boat reference.
Yikes, yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I love you so much. Me and my best friend Eric love you so much. We thought we saw you at an event one time, and I started to cry.
Oh, no way. And was I there?
Yes. No, you weren't, and it was at the Freedom Tower. I seriously started crying. You weren't there, and I was like, this is magical. I'll take a picture. But it wasn't you, but hopefully one day I'll remember.
So cute.
I did go to the Freedom Tower on Inauguration Day. I went to the 9/11 Museum. So if you saw me on that day.
So special.
You're special.
My question, though, for the girls, I am a huge, huge, huge Lady Gaga fan. I saw her both nights in a row at Citi Field. I wanted to ask the girls, what, and you, Andy, as well, what is your favorite song off of the new album?
I don't know really the new album.
Joanne?
This, you were supposed to ask this
Joanne?
Question?
No, we didn't make you ask this question.
We loved seeing the new album performance.
Yes.
And I actually saw her in L.A.
Joanne is really good.
Joanne is great. Yeah.
Joanne.
And John Wayne is really good.
As well.
I have an embarrassing...
There's a Pinot Grigio song.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, there
right.
is. I have an embarrassing Lady Gaga story, which is that I was in a Lady Gaga video.
Woo! Shit!
GUY, as for the Beverly Hills Housewives, but I play
oh,
Zeus.
That's hilarious.
And oh, I went to the shoot, and I did not think Lady Gaga was going to be there because the shoot was just for me. It was green screen shoot, but she was directing the video.
Yes.
And she was there, and she came into my dressing room and she goes, okay, so basically, this is what you're going to do, and this is your part. And I had my phone, and she goes, well, let me get the song on. And she took my phone, and she went into my iTunes. She goes, well, here, let me just get the album. And I didn't
no.
have it. And I was like, oh, I don't, ooh. I go, oh, I don't think it's
you
in this one.
That bad. Like,
it was so,
I'm running a business. I have so many shows, so many phones.
It was it was.
This is not my phone.
Right.
I don't know which one this is.
I was like, oh, is it in here? I don't know. Like, crazy. And I'm like, Madonna, 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 Madonna.
Damn.
Anyway. Theme music from Love Boat.
Right. Meanwhile, but by the way, she was so amazing, and I could not love her
to be
anymore.
There for a green screen shoot. I'm like, you are a queen. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Caitlin from the East Village.
Hey, Caitlin, hey, what's your question?
Hi. So, Abby and Alana, I love you both, and I have to know, who would you choose to play you in the movie of your life?
Oh, my God, amazing.
I think Alana should play me.
and Abby
that
plays
is
me.
So funny. Young Valerie Harper.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't
know.
I
love that.
Scourge. And for you, God, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I'm visualizing it. But I don't know.
Well,
I'm thinking
I mean,
of someone
so
from my
for
high
it to
school.
It's not be like, to be Alia.
I'm yeah. pretty much like Alia Shawkat.
Yeah.
Or Tatiana Maslany.
Okay.
Obviously. I want to thank Alana and Abby. Everybody check out Broad City on Comedy Central on demand. Our sexy Santas, Nick, Sean, and Ryan. Thanks, guys. For more, check around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.